Le'ili nishmas Rav Klein Mishkamen ben Rabbeinu Eli Melech Bavakama Perek Vav Mishnah Aleph. A konis tzon ladir. The person brings in his cattle into a deer. It's a fenced off place that was used for the cattle to put them there. V'nol b'fanei karoi. And he locked it accordingly. He closed it up accordingly. V'yotza v'zika. Now it went out and damaged potter. So he's potter. Because what else was he supposed to do? He properly had it guarded. And he's not responsible for that. He's an ones. Lo na'al b'fanei karoi. But if he put it in a deer, but he didn't close it up properly. V'yotza v'zika chayiv. And then it went out and did damage. He's chayiv. Nifritza b'layla. If it broke out at night. O shabrat su'al listim. Or bandits came and broke it open. V'yotza v'zika potter. And went out and damaged potters. Now, Nifritza b'layla went out at night. Why does Mishnah have to teach this to us? It already just told us. If you locked it properly and it went out, you're potter. So Taisa says over here, Taisa Yanta brings, that if this would have happened during the day, you would have known that it broke out, there would have been some type of kol. But at night, it's not the case. That's one teretz he gives. Let's just go with that. Hotziu a listim. If the listim took out the animals, the Rav says they didn't mamish take it out. That's pashut. Here, what they did was they sort of stood in the way that the animal had no other place to go and sort of guided it out that way. They kept blocking the animal that the animal should walk out by itself. And in that case, listim chayav. And then the listim themselves are chayav because it's as if they brought it out with their own hands because they guided it that way. And the listim are now responsible for any damage that the animal did because now it's as if it's in their rishus. However, the problem here is they're not like a shomer sachar or some type of shomer that when you take responsibility and you're a shomer, it's yours and you're responsible for any nezik that it does. Over here, there's no real kinyan going on. Because if you're going to say it's meshicha, meshicha only works. Meshicha is when you bring an animal into your own domain and you walk with an animal. That only works at the command of the master. But here, nobody's telling you to do this. However, since the Rosh says that since you did a maisa that normally is kind of by mekach u'memkar, and now it's in the listim's rishus, therefore you're chayiv to watch it. And Taisentiv says that both the Rav and also the Rambam hold that this type of kinyan to make a gazlan chayiv in damages, because it's not really yours, and you're also not accepting responsibility on it, so why is a gazlan chayiv? So this is a knas that the Chum gave to a gazlan that he should be chayiv, even though he really shouldn't be kind of this.